Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Faisal. I'm good. You?
This is neat. This is different. We've got, for those of you who are going to see us on social media, on our Facebook page and so forth, we should kind of show these episodes. There is a divider between us,
yep.
A nice shielded glass. We do not have our masks on, but we have the shield. The downside is I can actually still see you.
Yeah, it's not so muffled. I've got to actually listen to what you're saying instead of just a blah, 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 blah.
I'm going to ask my team to no longer have a transparent divider between us because I can still see you. But it's a different piece. This is what we have to adjust to. These are the adjustments that we have to make given the pandemic and everything that's involved, from wearing masks while we were talking the last few weeks to putting up this divider and so forth. There's going to be a lot of adjustments. And so we need to have these discussions about what happened last year and what's the adjustments we need to make for next year, or this year, sorry, when it comes to our portfolios.
Yeah.
And so we have one of our reoccurring experts coming in, the chief investment strategist at Manulife will be coming in talking about where are you going to make money in 2021?
Well, and how did you make money? There was such a wide range of outcomes last year, Faisal. It's, you know, we've talked to a lot of people. It's unbelievable. And so we want to talk to Philip and get a sense of why. Because there was some people were surprised by what happened. There's lots of confusion over, well, how did the stock market and bond markets and gold markets all go up when we were in, you know, this terrible...
A pandemic and a recession.
Pandemic recession, right? And there are some clear-cut answers why. It's not hocus-pocus. There are some real reasons why that is, and we'll talk with Philip about
that. One of the things that he will probably mention is stimulus.
Yeah.
$1.9 trillion relief package just got announced this week by President-elect Biden.
Yes. That's on top of the $900 billion that was announced in December.
And so here's where I think we're digesting all this information. Mm-hmm. Whenever you have a stimulus package, mm-hmm. it's different than a relief package. Mm-hmm. What Biden announced was a relief package, which means things are not as good as they were hoping for. We got to get back to some sort of state where we're okay, hence the word relief. There's another package coming, being announced in February, and that's the one that's going to be stimulative. That's the job creation, infrastructure, so on and so forth. Now, Albertans don't like me talking about the infrastructure because it's going to be green infrastructure,
yep.
and that impacts oil and gas, which is one of the largest contributors to our province. But it's coming.
Yep.
And Biden is going to push that out, especially with what he has in Congress that will help him get to where he needs to get to.
Right.
This week was a very interesting week in the markets because now we're digesting what I call the have and the have-nots. When you look at certain companies that have taken a hit, FANG has been a big winner last year.
Yep.
They're not doing so well this year
right.
so far. Other areas, financials, energy, they're doing better. Mm-hmm. There's a rotation happening here. Mm-hmm. And this week, people are focusing so much on the political issues, i.e. Trump, i.e. inauguration, that they're missing out on this stuff. There's opportunity to make money right now, Dave. And people are too focused on the headline stories of Donald Trump, Biden, inauguration, and let's throw this in here, Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. They're not focusing on where they can make money. And I love it. Don't pay attention, please, because that's going to get me some opportunity in this market.
Yeah. So it speaks to emotion, right? I mean, we've talked about this so many times. You got to talk about the news versus the noise. And then, I mean, we're very narrowly focused when we're talking about this with respect to the markets, right? So there's so much to get caught up in the general news cycle that you can miss, right? The fundamentals of what's taking place and what rotation is happening and where mm-hmm. you should put your money, right? And we've got to talk about that. You're right. A rotation started, I would argue, back when Pfizer announced its vaccine. We started to see the repricing of some of the companies that really got hammered was they were closed on a reopening, right? That trend is not dead.
Here's my prediction for Calgarians over the next 8 months. We're going to get so distracted with this pandemic and a municipal election that we're going to assume that whatever happens in the city is going to happen around the world, going to impact my portfolio. watch what I'm going to get phone calls. Mm-hmm. You'll probably get phone calls on this saying so-and-so is going to be elected. Mm-hmm. That's going to ruin the economy and my portfolio will be impacted. My retirement will be impacted. And my inside voice always says, what the hell does city council got to do with your portfolio?
Right.
But it's going to come out.
Sure. Because it's emotional, right? People get emotionally attached.
And they tie you people in Calgary. Listen to this. When you're looking at
you're
what's
one of those people, remember.
But I get frustrated. I have emotions behind the city. My portfolio does not make decisions based on what the heck happens in this city.
I know.
And in fact, when people start to tie the two together, you can make a decision that's not the right decision to make.
Well, because it's emotional. That's why I drive it. You're feeling a certain way given whatever's happening municipally, but that's not the global economic call.
We are pretty active in the social media world. There's a lot of people commenting and connecting with us, and I'm willing to bet you a chance to make your steak dinner back that you're going to lose on, by the way.
Not going to.
I believe there's going to be at least a dozen people that are going to reach out to us this year and say, here's what's happened in the city. My retirement's messed up. You know who I feel for when it comes to their retirement? Business owners in this city that have to sell their business this year in order to retire. I think they have the biggest risk. But beyond that, if you're investing.
And municipally, that will be affected, right? Provincially, municipally, there's an effect right
huge.
There. On, that's right.
Huge. So how do you put all this together? How do you bulletproof your retirement? Because you're going to have so many things coming at you in 2021. Vaccine, pandemic, elections, new president, so on and so forth. It's going to get frustrating. Right. We need to figure out a strategy, a disciplined approach that designed to bulletproof your retirement. And we're going to talk about that. Yep. We're going to educate you to see how you can have the solution to a comfortable retirement. And we're going to do that on Tuesday, January 19th, 7 p.m. live online. But you need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
You know, I want to touch on what you've said. And we've talked about this before. And I think you're right. There's going to be distractions locally. People have to remember, and even provincially, when we talk about oil and gas in our province, right? You have the ability through the push of a button to put your money anywhere in the world. In a second, anywhere
Absolutely.
In the world.
I don't like what Biden's going to do for our industry of oil and gas in this province. So my retirement's messed up. No, it's not. Just don't invest in it.
Right.
Go somewhere else.
Right. And we got to keep reminding. We harp on this, but I got to keep reminding people. There's no restrictions on where you can put your money in the world.
It is global capital.
That's
and
right.
I love it.
And
the opportunities out there in the world are unbelievable right now. Let's not get focused in on what's happening locally that will impact your future. Don't make those kind of emotional decisions.
Okay. So after the break, I want you to stick around. If you're interested to figure out how to make money in 2021, we've got Philip Peterson joining us, and we're going to talk about how to position to take advantage of what we see coming up. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.